100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Today is the weekly challenge at the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. Yeah, I opened it up a little differently. It's because I'm stumbling over my tongue and can't do anything right and recording this late, and I really ought to just go out to the Circle K and pay my idiot tax. So the topic this week, I think, is the cat's pajamas, or pajamas. I don't know how you pronounce it, but the way you pronounce it is the right way. There. Problem solved. We got some stories in this week, and I will let you enjoy them. And I gotta tell you, just when one thing resolves, another thing comes up. Oh well, welcome to getting old. Also getting fat. But okay, I'm gonna confess that I peaked at around 246. Finally started the walks, finally started not eating like an idiot, down to about 238. I've done this before, I'll do it again. It sucks, it's stupid, and all the while all my other numbers suck, and who knows? And yeah, it'll pick up there, huh? I wonder if it'll adjoin. I had a little cough, and I forgot to hit mute. So let's go ahead and shut myself up so that y'all can listen to the stories.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called Animal Instincts. Apologies for any noise in the background. I've had to take my PC apart and direct fans at it. Stop it melting. She thought she was the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees, and the dog's... well, you know the expression. The fact is, with all that morphine sloshing around inside her system, you could have told her she was the monkey's uncle, and she'd believe you. It was amusing, both for her and for us, spending long hours at her bedside, and it took everyone's minds off the pain. Thankfully, neither the pain nor the idiocy lasted. And eventually she was nursed back to full health. Not entirely a good thing, unfortunately. Now she behaves like a bear with a sore head. Job done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. This is the 12th time I've tried to record this. It's hot. It's late. I'm miserable. But the story is called With Red Pizza Pattern. They used to be my pajamas. Now they are the cat's pajamas. They were a Goodwill purchase ages ago. I think it's the color that the alpha cat is drawn to. If the basket lingers for more than a moment, the cat will dig down to the pizza pajamas. It isn't good enough to be on the pajamas. The cat must be inside one leg while her head is poking out. When caught, she eyeballs me back with an expression of, "So?" Total ownership. When I am wearing said evening wear, the cat will glide past a leg and thwack my ankle. And that is it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and after installing yet another update of Audacity, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 955 with a prompt of cat's pajamas. So here's my story. Bilbert's mother looked at the clock. "Oh, it's late. Go get Sabrina my pajamas and show her to the guest room." Rummaging through his mother's dresser, Bilbert found some PJs with cats on them. "You like cats, don't you?" Bilbert gave her the pajamas and pointed down the passage. "The guest room is next to mine." Sabrina didn't move. "You don't seem very happy to have me here." Bilbert shrugged. "I don't know. I've never had a girl staying in our house, especially a girl who's a friend." Sabrina frowned. "Would it be any different if I were a boy?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The Cat's Pajamas was the name of the play. It involved a man pretending to play the piano on a rock plateau surrounded by water while the audience tried to reach him. They had to climb over rocks, slide on their butts, dodge rolling boulders till they reached the water level. Most were taken to hospital with broken limbs. Several ended up in the morgue, and one managed to overcome all the hurdles. He got a certificate with a neat little stamp and the ribbon. "Was there any music?" the media asked. Nope. None whatsoever. Just wackos. Many wackos. This was my story for this week. Go by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. We're not completely evil, you know. Certainly we get a bad press, and I'll be first to admit we deserve most of it, but we do have a good side. It's just that most people never get to see it. Why else would we choose cats to be our familiars? You'd imagine rats or lizards or even spiders would be more appropriate. But we prefer cats because even witches like cuddles and cuteness from time to time. I even made mine special cat's pajamas because she gets cold at night, and I'm far too stingy to put the heating on.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every few days, the cats change their sleeping spots. I've tried heated cat beds before, but neither cat used them. Instead, they choose a new shoebox or pillow on the bed or on a blanket in the reading room. Laundry baskets are a frequent selection, especially when there's soft things to shed all over. It's all going in the wash anyway, right? Except that shed cat hair clogs up the lint trap or gets all over everything like shredded Kleenex left in a pocket. And keep the dryer closed to keep the cats from sleeping in there.
And there you have it, this week's stories on the topic of cat's pajamas. So you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for an archive of stories that sometimes I get done during the week and usually I don't, but I catch up on Sundays and then get behind as usual. Yeah, whatever. I'm looking at the sidebar here. Ooh, Spotify, Amazon Music, Blueberry, Podchaser. Yeah, whatever. I shouldn't even have that. It just slows things down. Social networks, this, that. I'm just going to delete that. Anyway, thank you all for listening. And the next topic is Rose. So, Rose, you were... what did he say she was? Fantastic. It's been a while. Doctor Who, is it still going on? Thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief.